I want to watch him fuck you. Though I could absolutely lose control at the thought of taking him myself. His cock would be a distraction, and is such a given that you, my dear, are the main course. Just him being in the room with us raises the tension to a fever pitch. I am sweating, and my mouth is dry. I sip my water and let my eyes linger over him one more time before turning my back on the boy, and my attention on you. I fear that if we let things progress naturally, they'll never progress at all. So I take it upon myself to step on the gas. We are on the bed and I crawl around behind you, wrapping you up in me. We giggle like two sweet things playing pretend. But you're wound as tightly as I am, and your breath catches in your throat at my touch. Being behind you like this allows me to hide, shield my shyness under your covers, and also control the room by showing you off. The giggles fade as you melt into me, and I run my fingers up into your hair and my lips down your neck. He's still seated across the room, and I meet his eyes as I taste your sweat on my tongue. I turn my focus entirely to you, and you gently press your lips to mine as I sneak my hands up your shirt. You kiss back hard, and your skin is warm against me. I start to undress you and fawn over how pretty you are as I lick and suck your breast. You moan when I take your nipples into my mouth, and as I flick my tongue around them, I press the heel of my palm down your body to your crotch. You grind against me, and I smile. I pull away to look at you. Your eyes plead for me, so I push gently on your chest to lie you back against the pillows. I kiss my way down, keeping my back arched and my ass towards him. Your panties are damp, and I look at you while I run the flat of my tongue across the thin material. You buck your hips for me.
You want these off.
And in response, you roughly pull them to the side. Such a hungry little thing. And I don't keep you waiting. I lap at that pretty pink clit of yours and then take all of you in my mouth and massage your pussy with my tongue. I watch your face, though, and when I hear the floor creak and see your eyes go wide, I know he's finally decided to join us. I bury myself in you. If I can, I want him to watch me make you come. Maybe it's all me, or maybe it's the visual of looking into his eyes with my tongue inside you, but we both shudder and cry out when his strong hands grip my ass. I wipe my mouth on your thigh and twist my body to face him, but as soon as I'm out of your way, you're already moving forward. I catch you just before you reach him and grasp your hair, pulling your head back. You whimper in frustration, but don't resist as I reach my other hand between your lips to open your mouth. I look past you, at him, and he smiles, takes your chin from me, and spits directly onto your tongue. You moan and shiver, and I quickly pull you into a kiss. We break apart and look at each other for a second before we turn to the boy. He grins, and then we're all pressed together, sniffing, licking, and kissing. I watch his magic mouth move against yours, and I feel like I could die when I taste him myself. You drop down to work on his belt, and I lift his shirt over his head. My fingers tremble as they pass his broad chest. I tear my own top off and go back to worshiping his body. He moans. Oh, fuck. I can already hear you slurping on his cock. I laugh to myself and grab the back of his neck, making him look at me so I can see what you're doing to him. I slide my tongue in his mouth while he's in your throat and lean back, propping myself up on my elbows. I gently call your name.
Baby.
And after a few moments, you're able to pull yourself away and lie next to me.
We look up at him and he's grinning, eyes darting back and forth.
And the evil chuckle that rumbles from his throat makes both our stomachs twist. I don't break eye contact, but reach down to wiggle out of my panties and you follow suit. He touches us at the same time. Now I want to play it cool. The gentle tracing of his fingers against my wetness causes me immediately to buck forward and start begging.
Oh, please, 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 please.
So he takes his hand away from me and focuses all of his attention on you, resting a hand on each of your knees and spreading them apart before dropping down to his own. I swear and sit up straight to watch. I quickly glance back to your face, and your eyes are as wide as mine feel, but they are locked on him. He bites and licks at your thighs, teasing you roughly, before reaching under your ass and pulling off your panties. I can see you're trembling as he gently caresses you with a single thumb. He pauses for just a moment and then lowers his mouth to you. I watch in rapt fascination as he works you with his tongue, teasing and flicking at your clit before pulling it in and sucking it. I shove a hand between my legs and rock my wet lips against my fingers. I moan, and he glances up at me and angles his head so I can see every delicious inch of his tongue as it snakes up your pussy. I shudder and close my eyes. When I open them, he has a finger in his mouth and then slides it into you. He barely pauses to search before you moan and melt further into the bed. He smiles at having found it so easily and continues working that spot and dips his head back down to lick and suck at your clit. Though he looks up at you from time to time, for the most part, his eyes are softly closed, focused. It doesn't take either of us long. You whimper between bitten lips and I pant, my grinding rocking the bed. I come at the same time you do, watching your body to see how it twists and squirms before turning back to him. He languishes at your pussy, staring up at you through heavy-lidded eyes as he slowly licks at your sensitive cunt. When those eyes lazily slide over to me, I freeze and snap my legs shut. The corner of his mouth curls, and he pushes away from you and moves to me. He doesn't stand, but still appears tall and imposing as I lie there.
Come here, you slut.
This is the first time he's spoken since we started, and I shrink at the sound of that voice. But I do obey, moving closer to him but keeping my knees together until he stares at me long enough that I open them shyly. He looks down at me for a moment before sliding two fingers inside, rapidly working them until I almost come. Then his mouth is on me. No teasing, just straight to work. I'm sensitive and buck and whine, but he holds me down before easing up to lick me softly. I sigh and...
Please, 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 please.
Tumbles off my tongue.
Say, please, sir, let me come.
Sir.
I exhale. And I come. Satisfied at besting both of us, he crawls up in between, lying on his back. You roll over to kiss him, and he wraps his fingers in your hair. I watch you two for a moment before surveying the rest of his body. His jeans are open, but still on. I push off from the bed and grab the hem of his pants, pulling at them. He doesn't stop kissing you, but he does lift his hips. I look up and see that he is smiling. The jeans come off easily, leaving him in nothing but his boxer briefs. Black, tight, the curve of his cock perfectly visible. My fingers twitch in anticipation of finally getting to touch him. I slide back in between his legs. Aware that he is distracted by you, I run my hands up and down his body, his legs, thighs, chest. I even get bold enough to touch his feet, and though that sends a thrill through me, I decide not to push my luck and go back to his cock.
He doesn't seem to be in a hurry, though, so I go slow, running my lips across the stretched fabric of his shorts, opening my mouth and letting my hot breath warm his skin. I feel him twitch beneath me and reach up with one hand to cup his balls. I lightly scratch them as I reach below his waistband to pull out his cock. I grip it, and my stomach flutters. Wrapping my hand around this man is something I've fantasized about for ages, and finally seeing that gorgeous cock in front of my face is almost too much to take. A drop of thick, shiny pre-cum clings to his head, and I slowly swipe my tongue over the tip, catching every bit. I hear his sharp intake of breath as I savor his shockingly sweet taste, then pull his shorts the rest of the way off. His cock bounces against his stomach, and I drop down low, gently sucking each of his balls into my mouth before running the flat of my tongue over them and then all the way up his shaft. I grip the base of it once I get to the tip and wrap my lips around the head, taking him into my mouth and massaging him with my tongue. His hips flex up towards me, and I look to see you squeeze tight in his arms, making out like it's the last thing either of you will ever do. It burns me. I devour him, alternating between teasing and pressing him down my throat until I want to play a little bit more and softly call your name.
Baby.
You break apart and look at me, gasping, lips swollen, before crawling down to meet me on the other side. We giggle and get nasty, sliding drippy, drooly tongues up his shaft before sharing him between us in the middle. He doesn't say anything, just watches, mouth open. This makes us laugh more, and we pass his cock back and forth, each trying to impress the other. I kiss my way up his body, and you see how much of him you can swallow when I meet your eye.
I want you to go first.
You bite your lip and barely twitch out a nod, and I move back so I can better see the two of you as you sit up. He glances at me when I shift positions, but then looks back at you and his body language changes to something less passive. You're trying to keep a straight face, but I see the corners of your mouth twitch as you drool onto your hand before rubbing it over his hard cock and then between your legs. You take a deep breath and climb on top, holding on to him. I'm far back enough that you block a lot of what I could be seeing, but the way you both moan and soften as you slide down onto him tells me everything I need. You have to be as wet and ready as I am, and take him without too much effort. Then you shift your weight against him and start to grind.
He's inside you.
Just the thought makes me shiver. He grabs your hips and matches your rhythm, thrusting up into you whenever you pause for too long. I watch you two fuck as I ride my own hand, drinking in each grasp, each tensed muscle, every sound. You try leaning back a bit, and I see your eyes go wide as the curve of his cock presses against your G-spot. He catches it too, and lifts a hand to your chest, holding you there. Then he reaches under your ass and picks you up off of him. I bite my thumb, knowing what's coming. He fucks up into you hard, and you do your best to stay upright. He hisses through gritted teeth, and we both moan. You last as long as you can, but eventually collapse onto him, nuzzling under his neck. He kisses you, then looks to me.
Are you going to spend all night on your back?
I smile, and his eyes narrow. He gently helps you off, then moves in front of me, kneeling on the bed at my feet. I hold his gaze, but I can feel a grin stretching my face. He roughly spreads my legs apart and moves in between them before spitting on my pussy and rubbing his head against my opening.
Oh, God.
I press my hips toward him, and he does the same, sliding in and bottoming out, pushing against my cervix. I bare my teeth and snarl, and he smirks at me, bouncing his cock against where he knows it makes me wince. I start to grind and place my ankles over his shoulders, and he lowers himself down on top of me.
I lift up to kiss him, but he holds his head just out of reach. He thrusts into me sweet and slow once, twice, three times. Just long enough for me to start to relax. Before fucking me. His cock is so good, it's all I can do to cling to him. And let him ravage me as he wants. His mouth is right by my ear. But we both know that I want more than that. I turn my head, sliding my tongue against his jawline, and beg for what I need.
Please.
I feel his smile against my cheek, and he finally answers.
Is it how you thought it would be?
I can't reply, but that doesn't matter. My trembling fingers dug into his skin and the way I fight to fuck him back, give me away. I want so badly to show off, to be able to please him in a way other than just receiving, but he won't let me. His weight holding me down, working me with his cock, he growls all the dirty phrases he knows I love. I am not thinking. Nothing else matters. I resist as long as I can, but my orgasm builds with every hiss against my neck. So I beg for him one last time.
Please.
Come for me.
And how could I resist? That particular trigger is guaranteed. I cry out for him, and he takes me all the way through it before pulling out and squeezing to stop his own release. I catch my breath and dissolve into giggles, reaching for you. You kiss me, and I welcome your bruised lips pressed to mine. You start to work your way down my body, and I move back to give you space, knowing exactly where you're headed. By the time you've reached my pussy, you've moved sideways enough that your ass is practically pressed against him. Your soft tongue feels so good on my sensitive cunt after his hard cock. I trace my eyes over your beautiful bodies, you so soft and lovely as you're pushed over and over into my crotch, and him hard, defined, and gleaming with sweat. I stroke your hair, and you look up at me, asking where I want it. I slide my thumb between your lips and slowly lift my eyes to his.
Breathe your whore.
You groan and bury your face into my thigh, begging.
Oh, yes.
His mouth twitches and he increases his efforts against you, and I watch everything. I keep my gaze locked on his as he thrusts into you, a smile playing at my lips. When I see his eyelids begin to flutter, I start to beg, and you join in.
Please, 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 please.
We plead for his cum like good little whores until he shudders against you and you collapse onto your stomach. I lean forward and reach between your legs to pull some of his salty, sweet nectar out of you and bring it to my lips. I don't ever want this to stop.